Good morning. Today's daf in the Dharma Lamed Hey. We're starting today on the very top of Lamed Hey, Amid Aleph, Eisve. So if the Gemara starts with the word Eisve, that obviously means that we're coming off of a discussion. Eisve always serves as a challenge. So let's go back to yesterday's daf. So daf Lamed Aleph. So on Lamed Aleph Beis, the Gemara just changed gears just for a moment. Here we are in the fourth parak of the Masechta, and what we're really primarily discussing, principally discussing, are parameters of a neder. Meaning a neder has been made. So now it's been formulated. And now what exactly is it going to encompass? Meaning I'm the madir, you're the mudar. So I'm saying that you cannot get hana from me. You are now bound by the neder to not get any kind of benefit from me. So that includes what exactly? So that's our perek. Our perek is going to detail exactly what is now included, incorporated within the neder, and exactly what are going to be the parameters of that neder. So good. So that's been the topic of this fourth perek. We just recently got into it. And yesterday, the Gemara took us off a little bit off course. The top of the Amud, Lamed Aleph Amud Beis yesterday. So, Haisa Lafanav Kikar Shel Hefker. So what we described yesterday is Kikar Shel Hefker, Kikar that belonged to nobody. And what you then did is that you were Makdish it. And then afterwards you took it and you ate it. And the question of Me'ila. Okay. Which, oddly enough, by the way, we're going to come back to Me'ila a little bit later on today. But that was a question which seemingly was unrelated to our discussion that we were having yesterday. But anyway, that was the Gemara's, Gemara just went a little bit off road, a little bit off course. Then the Gemara asked a question yesterday about Kikari Alacha. So Kikari Alacha means as follows. Is that I'm making a neder and my neder is formulated with the two words of Kikari Alacha. My Kikar will be usher to you. Like I said yesterday, let's review. It's a basic yisod when it comes to Nedarim, and that is that when it comes to a neder, so you can shape and mold the neder any which way you want. Meaning that a neder, although creating an isser, but it's not the comp between a neder and an isser has limits. Meaning as it relates to an isser, there is no shaping and molding of an isser. When the Torah asks for something, that's it. It's prohibited. And it's absolute. Right? Food is the best example, and the example I probably gave yesterday, because why wouldn't I think about food? When it comes to food, and the Torah asks for food, any particular food, so that's it. In other words, it's asr for me, it's asr for you. It's asr today, it's asr tomorrow. There's nothing much to talk about in terms of the shaping of the isser. There is no shaping of the isser. It's asr. However, when it comes to nedarim, so you have absolutely, it's a manufactured isser, you're creating the isser, and in your laboratory, right, I think I used the same word yesterday, so in your laboratory where you're now creating the isser, so you can make the isser any which way you want. You want to make the isser for a day? Go for it. You want to make it for a week? Perfect. Right? You want to make the isser just usser for you and not for somebody else? By all means. Now, even as I say this, by the way, you can't just do anything you want. But in other words, but you have the right to shape the isser. So when you said kikari alecha, so what did you mean? There's a possibility that what you meant is that kikari, as long as it's my loaf of bread, so then it's going to be usser to you. But once I remove myself as owner of the bread, it's no longer usher to you. Oddly enough, when I say the words kikari alecha, maybe, this is what we entertained yesterday, maybe when I give you the bread, so now it's no longer usher to you. Why? Because the isher was only under the conditions that it belonged to me. Once it no longer belongs to me, it's no longer usher. So if I said kikari alecha, can I give you the bread now? And now that it's yours, it becomes mutter to you. So this is what we entertained yesterday. So as much as we entertained it yesterday, Rava wanted no part of this. This particular question. Rava wanted no part of it. Rava said, no, when I say the words kikari alecha, put much more focus on the word alecha. Meaning that really my neder is principally on you. I don't want you to get hana from this bread. I don't care who owns it, whether I own it, whether somebody else owns it. Meaning I'm creating the neder on the bread vis-a-vis you. Okay, that was Rav's response to yesterday, and now that's what we're coming off of. So now when we're starting today's daf, Lamed Hey, so now everything I just said, that's the background, that's the backdrop to our discussion for today, and that will be covering most of the Amud Aleph of today. So here we have a braisa, we're on the top of Lamed Hey, Amud Aleph, Amar Lo, Ayishilan Parasecha. So Reuven says to Shimon, "Nu, could you let me your cow?" Good. Amar Lo, Shimon said no. But Shimon didn't just say no, but Shimon wanted to make sure that Reuven knew that you're not going to have my cow, and boy, oh boy, like I'm going to give you an as emphatic no as I possibly can. And that is, Amar Lo, Konan Paru, Shani Kanui, Lecha. So, the, this cow that I purchased, it's going to be also to you. Meaning, not only am I saying no, I'm going to back it up with an eder. You're not going to get benefit from this cow. Alternatively, he said to him, Nichsay alecha, im yesh li para ela zu. Okay. A funny neder. It's a conditional neder, right? This para, all my nechassim should be asked to you if the only part that I have is this one. And apparently he has other ones as well. Okay. It's just another way. It's a funny way, but it's another way to formulate a neder. So so under both of those circumstances, what happens now is that the cow in which Shimon is saying no to Reuven, not only that, but he backs it up with a neder. He follows up with a neder. And then the Braisa gives us another case, which is more or less identical. Instead of a cow, we're going to be talking about a hammer. He shilani kardumech hammer lo koneim kardum sheishli shani kanui. So my hammer is going to be asur to you. In other words, he makes a neder. Alternatively, he says nechsai alecha im yeshli kardum ela ze. Right, again, a similar idea. All my nechassim should be asur to you if the only kardum I have is this one. Either way, what he basically is trying to do is say make a neder. So nimsa sheishlo. So as long as he has other cows and other hammers, so the halacha goes like this: bichayav aser mace o nasnalo b'matana harezemoter. So while the person's alive, it's going to be aser. But after the person dies, alternatively, and here obviously, here's a part of the braisa that we want to zoom in on. Alternatively, if he gifts it to him via matana, so at that point in time now it becomes mutter. So what happens now is that in this braisa we have a case that's very similar to kikari alacha. Going back to yesterday's daf, so yesterday we discussed a person saying that my loaf of bread should be asked to you. So over here, something similar was said, in that my cow is going to be asked to you, or my hammer is going to be asked to you. And then what the braisa seems to have concluded by saying is, and oh, by the way, once you gift it to him, so that's it. It's no longer bound by the neder. Okay. And so what it sounds like is Rava, doesn't sound like you're right. Rava yesterday said that kikari alecha, even after giving, is still going to be aser. And meanwhile, this braisa, it's a braisa. So this braisa over here says no. That once you gift it, it no longer is aser. Okay.
Are you saying that his action is nullifying his neder?
No, we're saying that his neder is limited. The way the Gemara seems to be presenting it is that's a limited neder, like I said.
As long as it's mine, you can.
Yeah, correct. Correct. When it's under my ownership, you can't have it, but after that, you can. Okay, good. And like I said, in other words, you can shape your neder most any way you want. So the Gemara says, so Amar Avacha Bered Ravika Shenitna Lo Aidei Acher. So the Gemara says, no. What we're describing over here is that there was a third party involved. And what happened was is that there was not a direct transmission from the original owner to the mudar, but rather what happened was is it was given to somebody else, and then after it was given to somebody else, and it was given to him. So there was a third. No, it wasn't like a shliach. In other words,
the other person had discretion to do it.
Yeah, the other person did it on his own. Okay, good. So I'm Rav Ashi Dekanam, and Rav Ashi says, look, it's meduik as well. Why? Because diktani shenitna lo v'lo katani shenasna lo. Okay, and look at the grammar, right? Nitana is passive; it's nifal. So nitana means, and it was given to him. So it wasn't a direct giving. So now what we're suggesting is, we're not suggesting, the Gemara's saying that if it was a direct gifting, so then the neder is not lifted. But once it now goes to somebody else, so at that point in time, the neder now is removed because he no longer has ownership over the item. Once he has no longer any ownership of the item, so that's it. The neder goes away. Is that always going to be true? I'm not sure. Sorry, I'm just thinking out loud. I'm not sure if that's always true, but over here, certainly the Gemara is assuming that that's so. And now once he gives it to somebody else, so then Shimon can then, at a later point in time, subsequently take it from that third party. And obviously no longer bound by the neder. Okay. Adkan, that takes us to the end of the Rava discussion from yesterday's daf. And now, here we go. We're in the middle of Lamed Hamad Aleph, not in the middle, but towards the top third of the Amud, and a very basic question being asked by Minei Rav and Rav Nachman, Yesh Me'ila B'Konam Asolam. So is there going to be Me'ila by Konam, or is there not going to be Me'ila by Konam? So let's set up the question well. Okay. So I think just yesterday, Yeah, so yesterday we spoke about Me'ila, so today we get to speak about Me'ila again. Let's refresh, let's review. Okay, you have something belonging to the Beis HaMikdash, and what I do is I misappropriate it. Okay, so I get personal benefit from that item, so that's what's called Me'ila, Mo'Behekdash. I've now taken something that belongs to Hekdash, I made a usage of it for myself, and that's a violation of Me'ila. Alternatively, if what I do is that I take something from Hekdash and transfer it to somebody else, and I've having forgotten that belonged to Hekdash, so that too is also going to be a violation of Me'ila, meaning in, being motzi mirishus to rishus, taking it from the property of Hekdash, putting it in somebody else's property, is also going to be a violation of Me'ila, even if I didn't get any benefit from it. Good. So Me'ila can be violated both by Hana'a, and it could also be being violated by motzi mirishus to rishus. Good. And the ramifications, in other words, once I was mo'al behekdash, so I violated an issur in the Torah, it's a monetary issur at its principle, so therefore I have to make compensation. I also have to have add on let's call it a kanas of another 25% on top of whatever the principal value is that I enjoyed, and on top of that I also have to bring a carbon as well. It's a carbon asham. It's called an asham me'ila. Okay, so those are the ramifications of having violated me'ila. Good. Me'ila applies to hekdesh. Here's the Gemara's question. You create a neder. Again, you can make a neder any which way you want. Yeah, that's not whatever. I could be a little bit more specific, but you can make a neder, but you could do a neder via hatfasa by comparing the item to a karbon, right? Like we discussed already in the first parak. So now if I make a konam, right? I say that this bread is going to be like a karbon. Okay. We know now as vis-a-vis isser, that bread is usher to me. That part's clear. That's easy. Now, let's say I eat the bread. So I did compare it to a karbon. Am I going to be violating the isser of me'ila?
Why is it hektish?
It's not hektish, but the neder was made via hatfas comparing it to hektish.
Like hektish.
Right.
Is the public supposed to know that this was like a declaration that this was karbon?
Well, in a moment, what we're going to be discussing is that maybe a distinction can be made that if I made a general neder, ostering it to everybody, versus I made a private neder where I only ostered it to myself. Maybe such a distinction can be made. We're going to see that in just a moment.
Right, because you're the only one who has to know, because you're the only one that made it ostered to yourself.
Right. No, in other words, but whatever. In other words, you could also make it ostered to everybody else. In other words, when it comes
that has to be publicized.
Okay, good. That's a pragmatic issue. I'm not downplaying it, but that's a pragmatic issue. Okay. Over here, we're just dealing now from a conceptual issue, meaning so that once I made the isser, I created the isser by comparing it to a carbon, hatfasa, so now is it going to take on the full role of a carbon? Meaning so that if, in fact, I benefit from it, or if I transfer ownership of it, which we're going to get to in just a moment, so did I now violate the isser of me'ila? Now, mind you, by the way, right? What are the ramifications? So I have to make restitution, got it. I got to add on a surcharge, got that as well. I got to bring a carbon asham. I think that's the most exciting part of this entire discussion. Meaning, generally speaking, you bring a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash. If you're not obligated to bring the carbon, so then effectively, what is it? Tchulim ba'azara. Meaning, either you owe the carbon or you don't owe the carbon. And on the side that you don't owe the carbon, so then you're introducing something to the Beis HaMikdash that doesn't belong there. Okay. So, okay, good. That's a Gemara's question. Whether or not you're going to be violating Me'ila. So Bamine Rav Mirav Nachman, I'm just reading the question. Yesh Me'ila b'Konamos Olo. So, yeah, are we saying there's Me'ila by Konamos? So, Amrle Tenisua. So he says, look, I know the answer, meaning it's fair to ask. Why are we asking this question now? First of all, we're a Lamed Hay, right? We're a good way into the Masechta. This seems to be a really basic question that we could have asked any time in the last, 5 weeks since we started the Masechta. We've been here now for 5 weeks, so we could have asked this any one of the last 5 weeks. So why over here? And the answer is because it's coming off of our Mishnah, meaning the last Mishnah that we just did on Daf Lamed Gimel. Remember what happened in our last Mishnah? So in our last Mishnah, what did we learn together? So I found a lost item. I returned it back to its owner. So we already litigated at length. In other words, who's the mudar, right? Who's bound by the Isser Hana? Is it going to be the finder? Is it going to be the owner of the item? Okay, so we already discussed that. Machlokes between Rabbi Amin and Rav Asi. Either way, okay, sorry, that wasn't necessary for our discussion. Either way, what did the Mishnah tell us with clarity? I can return the item to him. Let's leave a kipshuto. I can return the item to him. And what if the minhag is that you pay the finder? There's a finder's fee. It's not a fee, by the way. But in other words, it happens to be the minhag is that we normally give the finder money. So, what do I do now? In other words, I can't give him money because, all right, that's hana. I can't keep the money. That's also hana. So what do I do with the money? So the Mishnah told us what to do with the money. Give it to Hekdesh. There we go. So the Gemara now, the Gemara sits on that very point. So I'm related to Amakim Shanot Limalas Char Tipol Hana LaHekdesh. So give the money to Hekdesh. So LaMemra Ki Hekdesh Ma Hekdesh Yesh Ba Meila Afkar Namas Yesh Ba Meila. So why is it that the appropriate place for its deposit is going to be Hekdesh? Because it's Kehekdesh. Meaning that we're going to say now that the money, the most appropriate place for that money is going to be Hekdesh. Meaning since that money will now basically be a violation of the neder, so therefore the most appropriate location, destination of that money is going to be Hekdesh. And what do we know by Hekdesh? Subject to Me'ila. So now what we could say is that the Isser Hana created by the neder is going to be subject to Me'ila. Okay. So the Gemara says, fine. So what our Mishnah does seem to do is it seems to take a very clear position vis-a-vis whether or not there is Mi'ila by Konamos. So Kitanai, the Gemara says, okay, but I'm also going to point out to you, it's a Machlokas Tanayim. We have the following Braisa. Konam Kikar Zehektesh Ve'achla. So, Kikar Zehu Hektesh. This Kikar is Hektesh. And once again, so what he's doing is a Hatfasa. He's comparing this loaf of bread like Hektesh. In other words, he's creating a Neder. So, Ve'achla Bein Hu Bein Chavero Ma'al. And so it was eaten and it was eaten B'shogeg. I keep saying B'shogeg, by the way, because all the ramifications of Me'ila comes about through Shogeg, meaning the Keren, the Chomish, the Karban Hashem, is only when Me'ila is violated B'shogeg. So, whether I eat it, whether somebody else eats it, it's a violation of Me'ila. Lefichach, yesh la pidyon. And as a result of that, meaning, since it's eligible for Me'ila, it's also eligible for pidyon as well. Interesting. In other words, and the Ran makes this point very clear, and that is that once we're accepting the comparison, once we're saying it's like Hekdesh, all the way to the point where it's subject and eligible for Me'ila, what we're also saying is that you could redeem it. Meaning, when something is Hekdesh, so what can you do? You could be Poda. Now, understandably, by the way, that's not always true. When something, for example, has Kedushas Aguf, like a carbon, for example, so you can't be Poda a carbon, okay, but that's exceptional. However, anything else belonging to Hekdesh, I could be poda. When I do a hatfasa on a loaf of bread, making it like a carbon, once I assume that it's eligible and subject to Me'ila, I can also now be poda it. Interesting. And right, the up until now in the Masechta, so how did you extricate yourself from the neder? You went to a chacham, you asked the shayla. And so now what we're saying is that if you accept the hatfasa to be Hekdesh-like, all the way to the point where basically it is a form of Hekdesh, so now it's eligible for Pidyon. Another way to basically, so to say, get yourself out of the neder. Okay. So, Kikar Zualai Hekdesh Achlahu Ma'al Chaver Lama'al. Well, let's say you make a neder, a personal neder. In other words, you make the loaf of bread, also to you, but to nobody else. And again, within the world of Nedarim, you can absolutely do that. And let's even say that I did it via Hatfasa, right? To me, this loaf of bread is going to be like a carbon. Okay. Now let's ask the question. Subject to Me'ila?
Yes.
So.
Me'ila is not only the use of the item that's not permitted or hectic, it's also moving it, taking out of the bit of Me'ila, no?
Transferring. So transferring ownership is also going to be a violation of Me'ila. That's correct. Right now we're focusing on usage. In just a moment, we'll talk about transfer. Okay. So, va'achlahu ma'al chaver lama'al. So, So he violated Me'ilah, but his friend does not violate Me'ilah. Lefichach ein la pigeon. So the but here there's no pigeon. Okay, but here now I'll come back to the pigeon in just a moment. But basically over here, and let me just read the next 3 words. Divrei Rabbi Meir. So according to Rabbi Meir, so even if it's just personal, it's a personal neder, right? This loaf of bread is going to be carbon, but just to me and me alone. Meaning to everybody else, anyone else can come along and eat it. I can't eat it. Okay. Here, the argument you could have made is that, okay, I understand the neder is made via hatfas and I compared it to a carbon. But like, in other words, what kind of comparison are we talking about? It's a poor comparison. Meaning if it were actually something that belonged to Hektesh, who does it answer to? Everybody. Over here, because it's a neder, so I have the right and the ability to shape it so that it's only usher to me, not to everybody else. And yet, according to Rav Meir, right, I'm just emphasizing the chiddush now. And yet, according to Rav Meir, if I go ahead and eat it, bishogeg, I violate Me'ilah. Right? That's rather amazing. Meaning, despite the fact that it's not like Hektesh Gamor. Something that's Hektesh is usher to everybody. This is not usher to everybody. Okay, but vis-a-vis me, it's going to be so much like Hektesh that I'm going to be in violation of Me'ilah if I eat a Bishogeg. Okay, that's called the Chiddush. And on top of that, we're also going to add not eligible for Pidyon. So why is it not eligible for Pidyon? So the way the Ran presents it, so since it is not Me'ilah to everybody, so that speaks to the fact that its level of Kedusha drops off just a little bit. Now, I say a little bit, by the way, it'd be much better if I could quantify, right, and not just simply say the level of Kedusha dropped off a little bit, but basically that's what the Ran says. You want to see the Ran inside, it's the second wide line. So, Dekeven Dechaver Lomar Lo Olim Kehektesh Lemitfas Pidyona. So, therefore, its strength of Hektesh has been downgraded just a little bit, and therefore I can't be Poded. It's a really interesting idea. Meaning, I could be Poded Hektesh when it has the full Kedusha to it. But any time now that the Kedusha is just a little bit less, I can't get the Hektesh out of there. Okay, it's a really interesting concept. But meanwhile, that's the Shita Rav Meir. So, the question that we're asking is there Konamos, is there Me'ilah by Konamos? And if he asks Rav Meir, the answer is going to be yes, and it's always going to be yes. Meaning whether I make an absolute comparison to Hektesh where it's usher to everybody, so there's going to be Me'ilah by it, and even if I make just a personal Isser Konam, where it's only going to be Isser to me and not to anybody else, still to me, there's going to be an Isser Me'ilah. That's all the Shita Rav Meir. And on the other side of that, V'chachamim Omrim, Ben Kach V'en Kach, Lama Olafi Shei Me'ilah B'Konamos. And the Chachamim say no, Ben Kach V'en Kach. Meaning, presumably, what the Chachamim are arguing on both. Meaning, whether or not I made it public, whether or not I made it private, it really doesn't matter. Meaning over here, we're talking about Isser. Now, granted, the Isser was created by via comp. I compared it to a carbon. When all said and done, it's Isser. It's not Hektesh. And so therefore, there's not going to be a Din Me'ilah if you go ahead and you benefit from it. So what we have over here, basically, it's a Machlokas Tanayim. Meaning to the simple question, it's simple. It's not so simple. But to the basic question of whether or not there's going to be Me'ilah of a Neder that you created, using Hatfasa, comparing it to a carbon. So is there going to be Me'ilah? So it comes out, Rav Meir would say that yes, there's going to be Me'ilah. And the Chiddush in Rav Meir is that even if it's private, there's going to be Me'ilah. And Masha Enkin, according to the Chachamim, there's not going to be Me'ilah. We'll get to the halach in just a moment. Okay? It happens to be. I could discuss that. The Ran did. So therefore I can. So Amalei Rav Acha Breda Rav Avila Rav Ashi Kikari Alecha. So So up until now, we've been talking about Me'ilah vis-a-vis benefiting from the item. What about transfer of ownership of the item? Right, Alan just raised a question moments earlier. The Gemara now discusses, so Kikari Alecha Nasna Lo B'matana, so Mima'al, so when I say Kikari Alecha and I transfer it over to you as a gift, so now who's in violation of Me'ilah? Meaning we assume that there is a violation of Me'ilah. Remember, Rava was of the position yesterday that when I say Kikari Alecha, even when I gift it to you, it's still going to be usher to you. So now, if somebody after the transfer went ahead, no, I'm sorry, with the transfer, so now who is going to be slapped with the Me'ilah? So Mima'am, so Limol Hanosein, so Halo Asira Alecha. So now what? So the no saint should be prohibited to it. So meanwhile, the issue is not on him. Okay, now this goes back to a point that that Hedy, you raised yesterday, and I sidestepped it yesterday, but okay, I won't sidestep it today. Meaning, what is the Gemara telling us right now? Well, the Gemara is telling us right now is that if I create the neder, but the issue is on you, meaning I'm saying you can't go ahead and eat my bread. So in other words, if you're the mudar, even though I'm the madir, I created the isser, but now who's going to be in violation? You, not me. Right? Fascinating. I'm the creator of the isser, but because you're the one who was prohibited, so therefore you're bound by the isser. And you're the one, if you go ahead and you eat it, you're going to be the one who osses it. Now, I did sidestep it yesterday, and I'm addressing it today. Meanwhile, not everyone's in agreement to what I just said. Meaning the Ran notes that the Rambam doesn't agree with this position, even though from our Gemara over here, it seems pretty clear. The Gemara says it with clarity. If we're talking about like lashes, so then yeah, in other words, but if we're just talking about who violates the Isser, right now all we're describing is who's violating the Isser. Okay? So okay, good. It's logical, meaning right. It's what we're saying is reasonable, and on top of that, the Gemara says it. Right. So what you're going to have to do, which is well beyond the scope of the daf, is that if you're the Rambam, so how do you look at this Gemara? Good, I understand. But right now, so mimal, so limol hano saying halo asirala. It's not this is not in him, and limol hamakabel. And now what? What about the Mekabel? Yachol Amar, Heter Be'isa, Be'isa or Lo Be'isa. So the recipient would just simply say, oh, goodness gracious, I wanted a gift. I didn't want an Isser. So the, okay. So I'm Amar Lei Mekabel Malach Hashiyotzi. So the Gemara says, fine. So when the Mekabel received the gift, so at that point in time, so he's not in violation of Mi'ilah. However, once he subsequently transfers it, so then he's going to be in violation. Shekol Hamotzi Maos Hektish Shechulin Kesav Shechulin Hu Moal Af Zeh Moal. Because that's the rule. The rule is that when you have something that belongs to Hektish and you make a transfer of it from Hektish's property to somebody else's property, so then you're Moal Behektish. Okay. So over here, upon the receiving of it, he didn't violate Mi'ilah. But then in a subsequent transfer, so he's going to be in violation of Mi'ilah. Okay, so to the question now of, is there Mi'ilah by Konamos? The Gemara's answer is Machlokas. The Machlokas between Rameir and the Chachamim, and the Gemara discussed it both from the circumstance of benefiting from the item, that's one form of Mi'ilah, or transferring from Hektish to somebody else's property, that's another form of Mi'ilah, and the Gemara says yes on both. Well, I say yes, meaning according to the Shita of Rameir. Olinian Halachi, take a look at the Ran over here. Where can you find me? It's about the fourth wide line. So yeah. Olinian Halachi Kaimalan Kareb Meir Deish Meila Bekonamos. So the Ran says that the Halach is like Reb Meir. Now normally if you have a machluk between Reb Meir and the Chacham, and we follow like the Chacham, not like Reb Meir. The Ran says, I know, but not here. Da Rav Nachum Pashale Ravami Masis and Sheish Meila. So first of all, when the question was asked, so the answer comes from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah. Generally speaking, right, when you have a Stam Mishnah, so the Halacha falls like a Stam Mishnah, that's not always true. Okay, but anyway, but that's one indicator. And the Ran points out there are other indicators also throughout Shas and the Gemara and Shavuos as well, that the Halacha is in fact going to be like, Rabbi Meir. Okay, so one thing to conclude from today's daf, and that is that when it comes to a neder, in which you're matzvis and you compare it to a carbon, so now it's going to have the carbon quality in which there's even going to be an Isser Me'ila. In other words, like the Shita Reb Meir. Okay. Lamed Hamid Beis.
Rabbi, what happens, what's the penalty of the one that violates the neder?
You were Mechel Dvaro. In other words, the Torah says Lo Yechel Dvaro. And so what you did now is you're in violation of the neder. So presumably you're going to get Malkus, meaning here it gets trickier because sometimes it can be done with passivity. But let's say, for example, the kikar is now going to be a carbon to you. And now you went ahead and you ate it, violating the neder. So that's going to be a classic law in the Torah. If there are witnesses and there was a warning, so you're going to get Malkus. Right, right, and presumably, right, 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 and all the ramifications of Me'ilah as well. Presumably. Okay. V'tar mishtrumaso, umasra asov ledato. Okay, so once again now, we're back at the two parties, where one was a madir, the other was a mudar. Right? I made the neder. You're the one who, you're the one who is now bound by the neder that I made. You can't get benefit from me. Okay, good. You can't get benefit from me. Wonderful. Now, let's say you call me up on the phone. Hey, what's going on? Okay. So it's an unusual relationship, admittedly. Could you do me a favor? Right? I'm not home right now. And I know you're bound by me, right? That you can't, I know I'm not allowed to get any benefit from you, but do me a favor. Can you be mafresh my truma for me? Sure. No problem. Okay. It's weird. It's unusual. But nevertheless, the point the Mishnah is making is to be mafresh truma is not going to be a violation of the neder. So the one who is mafresh, no. In other words, I have to take off shumas and maisos to the kohanim. I'm right now unavailable. I'm not on the farm right now. So you'll go to my farm and you'll do it for me, and you'll give it to the kohanim. So the v'tar mishtrumaso masro sav ledato. Now you have to do it with das. You have to do it with his consent. Right, we'll talk more about that in tomorrow's daf in terms of consent. But umakir v'lav kanim zaven. I'm sorry, umakir v'lav kine zaven v'kine zavos kine yoldos chatos v'shamos. And on top of that, you can offer karbonos on that person's behalf. Now here, obviously, we're talking about your kohen. So you're a kohen, and now, so again, so in the world of relationships get complicated. And it happens to me that this person said, that's it, you're not getting benefit from me. Or I'm not getting benefit from you. All right, let's do it that way. Right? I'm not going to get benefit from you. And now it happens to be that you need him. In other words, you're in the base of Mikdash. Your wife just gave birth. You now have karbonos that need to be offered. So now, can he offer the karbonos on your behalf? So the Mishnah says yes. Sure. Sure.
He's not doing it for you.
Well, okay, good. So I'm going to hold on explanation. That why that should be, because I know the Gemara is going to discuss it. But good, you're that's the right way to think. Meaning, why should it be okay? The Mishnah says it's okay. Umakir v'alav kinez. I'm just rereading. Umakir v'alav kinezavim kinezavos kineoldos chatos v'ashamos umalamdo medrash halachos v'agados lo yalamdeno mikra. Now, in terms of teaching Torah, go ahead, knock yourself out. Go and teach him Torah. He's not allowed to get hana from me. I'm teaching him Torah. Okay. But what you can't do is you can't teach Chumash. All this needs explanation, and it's coming, just not today's stuff. But it's coming up. Ava malamid hu esbanav esbanosav mikra. Now, what I can do, in other words, if the person can't get benefit from me, but I can teach his kids, and I can even teach his kids Chumash. Okay, so there is much to discuss over here in this Mishnah, and just in today's daf alone, the bounce of today's daf, we're just going to scratch the surface. Ibai lehu. Okay. The Gemara asks a question. Hopefully this question should sound familiar. The Gemara is going to ask this question a second time in Shas. The Ran points out when we get to the Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Chav Gimel. So, right? So we're in Lamed Hay over here in Nedarim. Daf Chav Gimel in Kedushin. So if you could bookmark those two pages in Shas, the Gemara asks the question two times over. The Kohanim are there in the base of Mikdash. They're doing the Avoda. They're tasked and privileged to do the Avoda. And they're serving as whose emissaries? Are they acting on the part of a Kadosh Baruch Hu and they're Shlichei Shemaya? Right? The Lashon of our Gemara is, Shlichei Shemaya. Alternatively, they're my Shliach. Meaning, I can't do the Avodah. I'm not a Kohen. So in other words, so what I'm going to do now is I'm going to appoint and legislate and deputize this Kohen to be on my behalf. So whose Shliach are they? So Lamai Nafke Minel Amodah Hanam. So the Gemara says now, practically speaking, what difference would it make? So the difference would be is that what if I cannot get benefit from that kohen? If I, in other words, bound by a neder where I'm not allowed to get benefit. So now what the problem is that if he's my shliach, so then he's basically serving me, and now he's benefiting me. And if I'm bound by a neder not to get benefit from him, so now I'm going to be in violation of the neder. That's called the problem. It's called an isser. In Iyamar, let's just finish. In Iyamar Shuchei Deshmaya Share. But if he's acting on behalf, not of me, but he's acting on behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then I know I'm not allowed to get benefit from him. But in other words, but he's not serving me. He's serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's acting as an agent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, yes.
The question is that since he's doing a mitzvah, is he getting benefit?
Okay, fine. So in other words, another thing to consider and to think about, right? And I've been thinking about this as well. And that is that he's also currently engaged in doing a mitzvah. And mitzvahs lav lahenus nitnu. However, there's an idea over here that he is acting as an agent of. Meaning, in addition to doing a mitzvah, so there's a level of agency that he's doing. So his agency is whose agency? So if it's my agency, so basically he's doing a mitzvah. But in addition to that also, he's serving me. Okay.
But the answer is in the Mishnah.
Okay, so, good. That's exactly what the Gemara is going to say. Because our Mishnah would seem to speak on this exact topic. Right. Good. So Tashma did not makriv alav karban kinezavin, and the Gemara says, and I know the answer because I remember our Mishnah, and our Mishnah says. Now, by the way, it's so easy. Meaning, Phil, I always think about these things. Meaning, as you're coming off of our Mishnah, so then the answer is so obvious, right? Let's say we did this Mishnah a week ago, a month ago, a year ago. Okay, good. Right. In other words, they had the kind of right. They knew the Mishnah was backwards, forwards, inside out. Meaning to them, they're like, oh yeah, this discussion belongs over here because of our Mishnah, right? We just have the benefit of having just learned the Mishnah, so like, of course. Okay, so did not we learn in the Mishnah makriv alav kinezavim v'chulei? So imar shulchi didan kamahani leili. So the obvious issue over here is that what our Mishnah, what is our Mishnah telling us? Our Mishnah is telling us is that I could use the Kohen, despite the fact that I can't get benefit from him, I could use him to offer my karbanos. Okay. Seems like an open and shut case, right? So, ulatam echlesne makriv alav karbanos. So the Gemara says, okay, I have a great counter argument. I want you to look back at our Mishnah. So the Mishnah says that he can offer karbanos. You go back to the Mishnah, that's not what the Mishnah says. Right. The Mishnah over here highlights that there are specific karbanos that the Kohen can bring on my behalf. If the Mishnah just wanted to highlight and point out that he could bring karbanos on my behalf, I got this great idea. Why doesn't the Mishnah just simply say, and this Kohen could bring karbanos on my behalf? The Mishnah didn't say that. The Mishnah is talking specifically about kinei zavim, kinei zavos, kinei yoldos, chatos, v'ashamos. Okay. Now, what I didn't do when I read the Mishnah is I didn't explain all these karbanos. A little bit, I assume that that the people here that are the audience listening to the Daf Yomi know already what these karbanos are. Okay, but just in case you don't, and you're new to the Daf, so these karbanos are all mechusrei kapara, meaning that let's say a woman just gave birth. I'm just using one of the examples in the Mishnah. So a woman just gave birth. So now what? So now Baruch Hashem, she just had a baby. It's a simcha. She also was a mekayim mitzvah peruvu. I understand it's his mitzvah, not her mitzvah, but okay. In other words, all that's true, and yet she's what's called mechusra kapara. From this point going forward, she cannot go to the Beis HaMikdash. She cannot eat a karban until she brings her karbanos, right? And it's a pair of birds. It's a chatas and a nola. Good. So those karbanos that she needs to bring are what's called mechusra kapara. She is deficient in kapara until she brings her karbanos. And all the examples in the Mishnah are mechusrei kapara examples. So, wait just one second. Give me a moment. So the lifnei makriv alav karbanos ela mechusrei kapara. So mechusrei kapara shani. And here's what I'm gonna comment. And that is that maybe our Mishnah is not a proof. Just the opposite. Maybe the Mishnah is telling us is that only by these karbanos, which are unique and specific, only in these karbanos can the Kohen bring them. And why are they different? What makes mechusrei kapara karbanos different? The yoni das. They could be brought even without any intentionality whatsoever. There doesn't have to be appointment. There doesn't have to be das. In other words, you can even bring it on behalf of a minor. Now, in a moment, and we'll start here tomorrow, minors don't give birth, and minors are not having babies. And so it's a funny statement to make. And in a moment, we'll touch up the statement. But for now, however, we're just simply saying that it can be done absent of das. And since it can be done absent of das, maybe generally speaking, that when a Kohen is bringing a carbon, maybe he is acting as an agent of us, meaning not of a Shemayim. And maybe then, as Nedarim are concerned, if I can't get benefit from him, he can't bring a carbon on my behalf. And only in the cases of Mechusrei Kapara, then and only then it would be okay. Why? Because it could be done even without consent. Okay. Now, why are Mechusrei Kapara Karbanos brought even without consent? Okay, so maybe the svara would be, is that over here, in other words, they are, these Karbanos are facilitators. They allow me to go ahead and to go to the base of Mikdash. They allow me to eat Karbanos. In other words, they have a more, let's start here. I'm not sure. But in other words, they have a certain functionality to them that maybe makes them different and unique in that you don't need das. Okay. The facts are, let's stick with the facts because that's easier for me to describe. The facts are you don't need das. And since you don't need das, so therefore, that's why in these cases over here, even if the Kohen and I are bound by Isser to one another, I can't get benefit from him, but because we don't need das over here, so therefore under these circumstances, and only under these circumstances, it would be okay.
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 These are the kind of kapos that I need because of the you
know. Right. That's why, I struggled a little bit with the svara.
Well, I mean, the premise is that the Kohen is not giving you benefit. The benefit is because you're giving you're doing the karbonos, and he's just a facilitator.
Right, correct.
You're not getting the benefit.
Correct. In other words, and because there's no das requirement, so therefore there's no relationship that's being created. Right? In other words, he doesn't need, you know, I'm doing it on your behalf, right? Because I need your consent. He doesn't need my consent. That's why in the Mishnah over here, it's okay. But in other words, but the implication now is just the other way, is that generally when I do need consent, so then I can't do it on your behalf if we're bound by neder. Okay. All right, let's pause over here. We're gonna pick it up right from tomorrow, from this point tomorrow, because we do need to touch up a little bit. The impression was is that Cohen can even do it for Katana, who just had a baby, and a Katana can't have a baby. So we'll touch up the Bryce, and we'll do that tomorrow. Let's quickly recap. What do we see today? So Kikari Alecha. So when this goes back to yesterday's daf, when I say Kikari Alecha, so even if I give it to you, Bimatana, it's still going to be usher to you. You could have argued otherwise, but no. And the Gemara quoted a Bryce in the beginning of today's daf, which would seem to indicate otherwise. But the Gemara says, no, Rav is right. When I say Kikari Alecha, even after I give it to you, it's still going to be usher to you. Good. Okay. The big question we asked on Lamed Hamad Aleph today, is there an Isser of Me'ila when it comes to a Kona? When it comes to a Neder creating Isser via Hatfasa, and I compared it to a Karban, how far are we going to go with that comparison? To the point where now we're going to treat it like a Karban in that if I get benefit from it, I'm going to be violating Me'ila? That's the question. And the answer is it's a Machlokas. So we saw today, Machlokas between Rav Meir and the Chachamim on this very issue. Rav Meir says that there is Me'ila, and even if this is a Chiddush Rav Meir, even if it's a private neder, it's still going to be an Isser, an Isser of Me'ila vis-a-vis you. And according to the Chachamim, no, there's not going to be an Isser of Me'ila. The Ran says the Halacha is like Rav Meir. And then on the Amud Beis of today's daf, so what we went over, when we went through together, is other activities that I can do on your behalf, even though we're bound by a neder, even though you can't get benefit from me. I could be mafresh or trumos and maestros. I could bring karbanos on your behalf. Good. Okay, Adkan, let's... Right, And then the question now is that true by all karbanos, some karbanos? Good, Adkan.